Welcome to Youth Wisdom Podcast with Noble Masingise. It's all about connecting young people to God and to destiny.
Greetings, I hope I find you well. This is Noble Masingise, and it's always my joy to be talking to you as a youth and share with you wisdom that will help you improve your life and be in a position to succeed in your assignment. Today we are continuing with our series on keys to effectively maximize your youth days. Remember, these lessons, they are coming from my book that is entitled Keys to Effectively Maximize Your Youth Days. And this is a book that I highly recommend to every youth. You must get a copy of this book. When you get a copy of this book, I assure you that you are going to learn quite a number of things that will change your life as a youth. And I want you to know that when you begin to go after knowledge, when you begin to renew your mind, when you begin to be a transformed person, you are going to begin to see that there are certain things that you have been struggling to get that are going to come as a result of the renewal of the mind. So investing in knowledge is one of the wisest things that you can do as a youth. Never be in a hurry to buy food more than buying books. The problem that we are having these days is that we have young people who focus more on feeding their belly more than feeding their minds. And that is also the reason why young people are not rising and succeeding in life. So please make sure that you invest in resources, invest in materials that will build you up. Invest in books more than in food. Invest in books more than in clothes. Invest in books more than in data to just play on social media. Invest in books more than in just spending money going out for parties. I know young people, they are very concerned about going out and things like that. But more than that, your mind is supposed to be properly fed, especially during your youth days. So it's very important for you to pay attention to your mind. Never ever think that buying a book is a waste of resources. Many young people these days, they are also spending money on things like betting, and yet they can spend hundreds of dollars and yet never win a single bet. So I want you to understand that if you were to buy even a single book for $10, that is going to be an investment that is going to transform your life for lifetime, and it's something that you will not regret. You will never regret from buying a book. So I encourage you to buy books and learn as a youth. Today we are on key number two. On our previous four podcasts, we were covering the first key that you have to embrace as a youth if you want to maximize your youth days. And I believe that you learned something from the God first principle, which is one of the most important principle that you must understand and embrace as a youth if you desire to rise and to succeed in life. So the God first principle is very, very important. You have to understand it and how to apply it. I did other podcasts to help you step by step on how you can apply the God first principle in your life. I highly recommend that you get the first four sessions of this series if you you have missed them. Today we are moving on to the next key that you have to embrace as a youth if you want to effectively maximize your youth days. You have to understand this key that I'm going to be giving you today Today I'm just going to be doing an introduction on this key, and in the coming series I'm going to be going deeper into helping you and explaining how you can begin to apply this key in your life. Remember, when I am teaching you, I don't just want to teach you to motivate you and to just tell you you can make it in life, you can rise. I want to give you practical wisdom that you can apply as a youth. Remember, my calling is to help young people. And one of the things that I've discovered is that you can never raise and empower young people by simply just coming to motivate them. Young people need guidance. Young people need to be properly taught so that whenever they are now going out after listening to maybe your sermon or your podcast, they should be knowing something that they are supposed to begin to do right now. So it's very, very important for you as a youth to begin to understand the importance of teaching. So that is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be walking you through these keys step by step, guiding you so that you may begin to have an appreciation of what you are supposed to be doing with your life right now. Many young people in the world right now, they don't know what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. They don't know what is important and what is not important. And that is the reason why we are seeing many young people beginning to engage themselves into drugs, fornication, and a lot of things are happening in the lives of young people out there. And this is because they do not have an appreciation of the key that I'm going to be giving you today. I want you to understand that if you are going to master this key, and this key is one of the most important keys next to the God first principle, I want you to understand that the key that I am giving you today is the most important key that should come after you have prioritized God in your life. There is a famous quote by one of the great men that I so admire, John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy once said, "Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction." Here is a man who mastered life, and he is now giving us one of the things that we really have to understand and appreciate. And in this statement, as I look at this statement, I see something that is lacking in our generation that he highlighted at the end of his statement: purpose and direction. And this is very, very important for you to know as a youth, that during your youth days, these are days whereby you need to discover your purpose. You really have to know why you exist. The problem that we are having is that we are having young people who are just existing, and that they don't know the reason that necessitated their existence. So they are just living life, doing anything that they find other young people doing. It's so easy for you to just join what your friends are doing when you don't know why you exist. But when you begin to have an understanding why you exist, you are going to begin to see that even your approach to life will begin to change. When you begin to understand why you exist, you will begin to see that even what you give yourself to will begin to change. When you begin to understand why you exist, you are going to begin to see that everything that you give yourself to will automatically begin to change. Why? Because you will be running your life with purpose in mind. So I want you to understand this on this introduction as a youth, that you were not born to just live, survive, and die. There is something that was in the mind of God when God created you. That is the reason that necessitated your existence. You don't exist for no reason, but there is a reason why you exist. I want you to get this into your spirit, and I want you to understand this as a youth, that there is something that was in the mind of God when He created you that you are supposed to begin to pursue and fulfill in life. God cannot create you to just live, survive, and die. God cannot create you to just maybe pursue that career that you are pursuing, and then you live your life, you bear children, and you die. Because I see that in the minds of many young people, they have nothing of greater value more than just earning money and then getting married and then give birth to two or three, four, five children, and then they leave those children. You see, this is something that you have to begin to think about more intensively during your youth days. Why am I existing right now? Why am I here on earth? What is it that I'm supposed to do with my life? Sometimes you have to sit down with yourself and ask yourself some questions and answer those questions yourself. Very, very tough questions that you have to ask yourself. What is it about my life? Where am I really going with my life? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? What is the meaning that is coming out of my life? What is it? You are just waking up every day. You wake up, you begin to think, what is it that I'm going to eat today? You begin to move into the kitchen, you try to find food, you feed yourself. Then you begin to say, what am I going to refresh myself with? You begin to sit on your laptop, you begin to watch movies all throughout the day. After watching movies, if you're tired with watching movies, you begin to go for soccer updates. What's happening to Chelsea? What's happening to Real Madrid? What's happening to Liverpool? You begin to move and you begin to say, you cross from soccer. If you are done with soccer, you begin to find out what's happening to cricket. You are pursuing updates after updates after updates. There is nothing that you are doing with your life. I want you to sit down for a moment. Ask yourself, what really am I doing with my life? This is very, very important, because you have to ask yourself, what is it about my life? Where am I going with my life? Do you think God can create you to just embrace such kind of a routine? Routine whereby you sleep, you wake up, you eat, you play, you wake up, you sleep. God is a God of purpose. He cannot create you to just center your life around all those things. And other people, the other youths out there, they now begin to go after drugs, and they knock, you forget what you were doing. You wake up the next day and you don't know what you were doing the previous day. That is not the life that you are supposed to live. I want you to begin to make up your mind as a youth, and you say to yourself, I am going to begin to discover my purpose. I am going to find out what is it that was in the mind of God when He created me. I want you to understand that sometimes you may be coming from a family whereby people have told you that the way you grew up or the way you came to this world, your mother didn't even want the next child, but you just came, and maybe you are also is a product of rape or whatever that people can talk to you about. I want you to understand that your existence is something that validates that God had something that He wanted you to do, and God authorized your conception simply because He saw that there was no one in this world who was going to be able to do what He wanted you to do. So your existence is a validation of the fact that you are necessary to this world. Never ever allow people to make you begin to think that you are useless. Never allow people to make you begin to think that you are a mess. You are not a mess to this generation, but inside of you is a message that this generation must receive from you. I want you to understand that you are not a mistake, but inside of you are the solutions that you are supposed to begin to bring to this generation. So the only thing that is delaying you is your lack of understanding on what you were born to do. And it is my goal and it is my desire in this podcast that I may be in a position to help you to understand and bring order to your life, so that you may rise and become a youth of purpose. As I introduce this subject of purpose, I want you to understand some of the various reasons that you have to understand on why it is important for you to discover your purpose. You may be asking me, Noble, why do you think discovering my purpose is something that is important? I want you to understand that it is important for you to discover your purpose, because if you don't know why you exist, you will live a wasted life. There are many young people in the world out there who are wasting their lives. They are wasting their lives. Wasting their lives on drugs. Wasting their lives on fornication. They are doing whatever that they see other people doing. They are wasting their lives. I don't want you to waste your life. Listen to me. Listen to me, young lady. Listen to me, young man. As you are listening to me right now, this is a God-ordained moment for your life that is supposed to bring change to your life. Stop wasting your life. Stop wasting your life. There is no spare will to life, like I always tell you. There is no spare will to life. You are supposed to live this life with intention, life with focus. And this is also going to come as a result of understanding your purpose. Because when you understand your purpose, you are going to begin to live with focus. You are going to begin to live a disciplined life. You are going to be so intentional on whatever that you are going to do. And that is the youth that I want you to become. Whenever I begin to talk about purpose, I begin to become so passionate, and I begin to be moved from within, because I want young people who are going to say, I am not just going to live my life. I am going to discover my purpose, and I am going to make sure that I live with direction. So if you don't discover your purpose, you will live a wasted life. Number two, I want you to understand that if you don't know why you exist, you will never taste true success. True success is going to be a product of discovering your purpose. So when you begin to know why you exist, your journey to a life of success begins. I want you to understand that when you master the reason why you exist, nothing can stop you from succeeding in life. It's very, very important that you understand why you exist, because that is the key to a life of success. Number three, I want you to understand that if you don't know why you exist, you can never be truly fulfilled in life. One of the things that differentiates me from other youths is that I feel so fulfilled. I feel so fulfilled. I love what I do. I love what I do, and whenever I am talking to young people and I am interacting with young people, getting feedback from young people about how I am helping them discovering their purpose, how I am helping them improve their lives, how I am helping them to grow in their relationship with God, that gives me a sense of fulfillment. And you're going to see that there are times whereby I spend nights and nights just be doing some stuff that will help young people. And I feel so fulfilled when I'm doing those things. If I am to tell you this time that I'm recording this youth podcast, you are going to be so shocked, because it's something that actually bring a sense of fulfillment from the depth of my heart. I can wake up at midnight and begin to do certain things in line with my purpose, because I find fulfillment when I am doing this thing. I find fulfillment. So if you want to taste true fulfillment in life, you have to know why you exist. Number four, I want you to understand that if you delay to discover your purpose in life, you will delay the success of those who are supposed to benefit from your purpose. You were given your purpose not for the purpose of just fulfilling yourself and getting what you want in life and becoming someone in life who is going to have a name or creating a name for yourself. This purpose that God gave you is supposed to impact the lives of other people. So if you just continue sitting down and neglect discovering your purpose, you are going to delay the people who were supposed to benefit from your purpose. Imagine if I had delayed to discover my purpose and my calling to young people. I was going to delay the success of many, many young people. Right now, I have 120 young people that I'm mentoring personally. Those people are benefiting from my purpose. So if I had delayed discovering my purpose, I was going to put the lives of those people on a pause. I was going to delay them from becoming all that they were going to become. because their success is also tied to my success. So I want you to know that there is someone out there who is supposed to benefit from you. And you cannot continue in drugs, young man, while listen, there is someone who is supposed to benefit from your purpose. You cannot continue sleeping around, young lady, because there is someone who is supposed to benefit from your purpose. It's time for you to begin to say, I am going to discover my purpose. I am going to live a straight life. And I am going to ask God to give me grace to continuously pursue this purpose and be in a position whereby I am going to impact the lives of all those people who are supposed to be impacted by my life as I pursue my purpose. Don't delay the success of other people out there simply because you are lazy to discover your purpose and to pursue it. And if you have discovered it, I want you to begin to pursue it with passion. Pursue it with passion, because it is in your pursuit of your purpose that you are going to impact the lives of other people. Lastly, I want you to also know that if you don't know why you exist, you will never know the right people to accommodate in life. The reason why you are accommodating everyone in your life is because you don't know your purpose. The moment that I began to understand my purpose, I began to erase some people out of my life. Because I saw that their influence was never going to move me towards the purpose that God had created me to fulfill. So the reason why everyone is your friend is because you don't know where you are going. When you begin to know where you are going to begin to see that some people are not supposed to be part of your life. Some people are not supposed to be part of your life. The command is to love everyone, but not to be a friend to everyone. There are some people that are supposed to begin to live right now when you begin to discover your purpose. You begin to say, I have made up my mind that I am going to walk on this path that leads to my destiny. And whoever is not walking in that path, whoever is not going in that direction, will not be in a position to find place in my life. I will love them, but I will not give my time and my attention to them. We can't be friends anymore. So it's very, very important for you to discover your purpose, because discovering your purpose is going to help you know the right people that you are going to accommodate in your life. Oh, I still have another reason why you need to discover your purpose. You need to discover your purpose because if you don't know why you exist, you will not know the right road that leads to your destiny. If you know your purpose, you automatically know the direction of your life, the direction that you are supposed to take. Speed is not important when direction is not in place. You can be fast going nowhere. You have to have direction first, and that direction comes from purpose. Another thing that I want you to understand is that if you don't discover your purpose, your life will never have meaning. Purpose is what gives meaning to your life. Lastly, until you discover your purpose, you can never think you are valuable to your generation. I am one of the people who grew up in a way whereby people laughed at me because of certain things about my life, certain mistakes that I had made, certain things that I was doing. But the moment that I began to discover my purpose, I began to say, young man, you are useful to this generation. You are valuable. I remember in primary, I was so bad at English and people laughed at me. I always tell people about this testimony of mine. People laughed at me because I couldn't even hear properly my name. My name is Noble. So something happened and I didn't hear it clearly, and I thought people were calling my name. And people ended up laughing at me and saying, you can't even hear your name. What kind of a young man are you? I began to think I am valueless. I began to think I am a nobody. I began to think I can never be someone who can help people. I began to think I'm just a mess. What can come out of me? What can come out of me? I began to think there's nothing that I can do with my life. What can I do? I began to look down on myself. I began to lose confidence. I began to isolate myself and just think, this is my life that I will live, a life of isolation. And it took me quite a number of years to begin to adjust when I was in high school to begin to adjust and to begin to think people can really value me and appreciate me. But the time that I discovered my purpose and I discovered that there is something big inside of me that God has placed in me that people out there need, I began to gain confidence. I began to see myself as someone who is valuable, not just to my family, but to a generation. I began to see myself as someone who can do something in the lives of other people that they will never forget the rest of their lives. I want you to understand that when you begin to understand why you exist, you begin to find your value. When you begin to discover that purpose, maybe it's in line with worship, maybe it's in line with business, you are going to begin to see that you will begin to see that there is something inside of you that people are crying out for. I want to encourage a youth out there who is saying, I am a nobody. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter where you are listening to me from. I know there are many young people who are listening to me from the most remote part of this country. I talk to quite a number of youths who are, some of them, they are in Kokwe, some of them, they are in Binga, some of them, no matter where you are, if you are going to discover your purpose, you are going to see that you will begin to find value. You will begin to know why you exist. You will begin to know that there is something significant inside of you that you are not supposed to just watch dying. There is something inside of you that people are going to benefit from. So I want you to make up your mind as a youth today. This was just an introduction, a wake-up call, a call to purposeful living, whereby I am saying to you as a youth that there is something about your life, there is something that God deposited inside of you that you haven't discovered, that you must discover and begin to pursue. This is the most important key next to the key of prioritizing God that I want you to understand if you are going to maximize your youth days. If you are going to maximize your youth days as a youth, you have to discover your purpose and begin to pursue it with passion. You have to pursue your purpose with passion. You have to pursue it with passion. When I am doing my things, I do them with passion. When I am talking to young people, I talk to young people with passion. I do it with passion, and that passion is the one that sometimes allows me to just ignore the blankets and just say, let me learn about youth ministry. Let me record podcasts about youth ministry. As I am recording this podcast right now, if it may amaze you to know that since 12 a.m. I was still awake and I was doing some stuff just for youth ministry. And now it's 5 minutes to 5 a.m. and I'm still awake pursuing my purpose with passion. Sometimes you have to set aside sleep and say, these days, they are youth days that I am going to invest and not waste. I am going to pursue my purpose with passion. I want young people who are going to say, I am going to discover my purpose. Maybe it's purpose in line with evangelism. And you begin to say, I am not going to rest until I win souls to Christ. If it is your purpose in line maybe with preaching the gospel, I want you to begin to rise and you begin to become a Bible addict. Every day you read the word of God, you read scriptures, and whenever you find someone, don't allow someone to come out of your environment without being impacted by something that you were assigned by God to your generation. Just be talking about your purpose. Just be talking about it. Oh, I'm about to go ahead of myself. Let me just reserve that to other coming sessions, whereby we begin to talk about how you can discover your purpose. Then I will begin to walk you step by step on the keys that you have to begin to engage as you are going to pursue your purpose. It's going to be an amazing journey. But as I am about to close this podcast at this moment, I want you to understand what the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter number 29 verse number 11. The Bible says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you a hope and a future. My goodness, my God. That means God already knows the plan that he has for you. God already knows the plan. He has a good plan for your life. God didn't plan for you to come here on earth and begin to fornicate and sleep around. Come on, my young brother, come on. You can begin to change your life and begin to live your life on purpose. That is not what was in the mind of God. For you to just see you wasting your life on drugs. Come on. That is not the life that God wants you to live. The plan that God has for you, there are plans to give you success. There are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. There are plans that are going to be in a position to help you impact the lives of other people. As I am talking to you, I want you to feel moved from your spirit. And you begin to say, I have been wasting my youth days. And therefore today I make up my mind to get back on course and to begin to live a life of purpose. I want to begin to live a life of purpose as a youth. That is supposed to be the consuming desire of your heart. And when you begin to do this, you are going to begin to see that there are certain things that you will begin to live for other people. Begin to leave that kind of habits to other people who haven't reached a moment of discovering their purpose. And you begin to say, I am going to embrace habits that will take me to the fulfillment of my purpose. These are youth that we are praying for. These are youths that we are desiring in this generation. Young people who are going to be so consumed about something that was in the mind of God. And when you begin to understand this, and when you discover your purpose, you're going to see that whatever that you do, you will do it with energy. If you discover your purpose in worship, you don't wait for people to ask you to sing. You don't wait for people to remind you about the practice session. You will be moved by your purpose. So why? Because there is something that is now consuming you. As I am going to be taking you throughout this series about purpose, I believe that your life will never ever be the same again. I want you to wait for part 2, and I want you to follow all the upcoming series. They are going to move you from within. And you are going to begin to see that your approach to life is going to begin to change. Because this is the time that you are supposed to begin to become a youth of purpose. You are supposed to begin to pursue your purpose. Don't pursue men, pursue purpose. You just need one man in your life, young lady. Don't pursue a lot of men, just one man. And that's enough for you. Rather than wasting your life moving around, you are not doing something that is going to add value to your life. Oh, the call to purpose is a very, very serious call. And if you discover your purpose during your youth days and you give yourself to the fulfillment of that purpose, I am telling you that when you grow old, you are going to live the rest of your life just reaping the harvest from the seeds that you have sown during your youth days. Begin with purpose discovery in mind as you begin this journey to your destiny as a youth. It's very, very, very important that you understand that God created you because he had something significant that was in his mind that he wanted you to fulfill. And when you master that, when you understand that, and you begin to live with that purpose in mind, you are going to see that your life will be nothing but a wonder. Your life will be nothing but a great life. You will cease to live a mediocre kind of life when you understand your purpose in life. This is my call to you today as a youth. It's time for you to discover your purpose. I talked to many people as I was doing interviews that gave birth to this book. I was so touched when I heard people saying, I wish I had discovered my purpose when I was still a young person. I wish I did this. I wish I started early. I wish I started early. They are now filled with regrets and they are just wishing and they are just wishing. And one of the things that you have to understand about life as a young person is that if you waste time, you can never recover it. If you waste youth days, you can never recover them. I always say, wasted youth days can never be recovered. Before you get into that pressure of just getting married and getting to give birth to children, have you discovered your purpose? Start with purpose before you just begin to be so consumed about becoming a mother. A purposeless mother is not an asset. You have to know why you exist, so that you can also help your kids to know why they exist. Don't just rush into other things. This is the most important moment of your life. Give your attention to it. Give your attention to this moment, young man. Don't rush. Don't rush. Give yourself and say, I am going to discover my purpose. I am going to know why I exist. Oh my goodness, I'm going to give myself to it. And I am going to make sure that during my youth days, I invest my strength, my time, my resources into my purpose. And I am going to set a pace that no one is going to break. A record that no one is going to break. Ah, my goodness. That is the all-consuming passion of my heart. Whenever I wake up to fulfill and pursue my purpose. Now, you may be asking, Coach, you are talking about purpose. You've touched me and you've moved me. How then do I discover my purpose? Watch out for part two. It's going to be quite informative, filled with wisdom. I want you to be a youth that is filled with wisdom. Be a different youth. Aspire to be different. Aspire to be different. When you wake up, you look at yourself, you say, I aspire to be a different youth. A youth that he lives his life on purpose. Before you eat, do something in line with your purpose every day. Don't just walk up and you just dive into food, you're diving into movies, you're diving into all those useless things, and yet you haven't done anything in line with your purpose. Oh my goodness, you have to catch this passion for a purposeful life. And when you catch this passion for a purposeful life, you're going to see that your life will never be the same again. This is one of the things that I have embraced in the lives of my students. And they know that in Family of Greatness, we are people of purpose. We are people of purpose. People of purpose. That is what I want you as a youth out there to have. You have that drive that you are going to live a life of purpose. May God bless you. May God increase you. Feel free to get in touch with me if you need more wisdom. And if you need to get a copy of my book, Keys to Effectively Maximize Your Youth Days, I am going to give you that book for just $10. And remember, when you get a copy of this book, you are also going to get a free gift copy of one of my books, 401 Youth Transformational Keys. I call this book Wisdom on the Go, because you just have to open a page and you look at one of the statements inside there. It's going to be a key that will just challenge you to think. You will just stop for a moment as a youth, sir, and you begin to say, wow, this is wisdom. What am I doing about my life? Those keys are aimed at challenging you, helping you to become better, helping you to become a wiser youth. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish as a youth. Pursue wisdom. Be wisdom identified. Live your life with wisdom. Because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse number 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Embrace, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Oh my goodness, my goodness. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, go after wisdom. Remember, you can never, ever, ever regret any investment that you put in buying a book. So, please do yourself a favor, get a copy of this book and feed your mind if you want to succeed in life. May God bless you. Feel free to get in touch with me on 0784-553-495. May God bless you. I look forward to your testimony on how these podcasts are helping you. God bless you.